The medical charity Médecins Sans Frontières, or MSF, is warning of large numbers of preventable deaths in Gaza as the war there rages on. It says a report just released that on top of the casualty toll caused by Israeli airstrikes, there are many people succumbing to health conditions that would normally be treated successfully. The MSF report calls this Gaza's silent killings. I earlier spoke to the Executive Director of MSF Australia, Jennifer Tierney.
The silent things that we're not hearing about are the day-to-day quotidian issues that people are dealing with health. You know, parents with diabetes, you know, children with ongoing health issues. These things are killing people in addition to the more horrific scenes that we're seeing, the bigger scenes that we're sort of seeing on the news. And so we don't want those people to be forgotten. And in order for them to be taken care of, we need healthcare restored as soon as is humanly possible.
We hear that the Israeli planned offensive on the city of Rafah is still going to go ahead. We just don't know when. What will this mean for aid agencies in the area and also the local people?
I think it will be one of the most devastating humanitarian events of our time. We have a population that has been displaced not once, but often twice, maybe three times. People who have been seeking shelter who have no safe place to go at this point. They are trapped in this enclave, essentially. And if Israel is to attack that area, there is going to be no safe place for people to go. The roads are destroyed. You know, they do not have enough access to desalinated water. They don't have enough access to fuel. The hospitals are not running at capacity. We have been able to reach about 5,000 patients a month, which is great, but that's primarily in Rafah because that is the last safe space. If that space is destroyed and made vulnerable in the same way that the middle of the country, or the middle of the area and the north of the area have been, we are going to be in a situation where people are unable to survive.
We hear that a ceasefire is possible and it could mean at least 40 days of no fighting. I guess a permanent end to fighting is what everyone wants in Gaza, but a temporary ceasefire, is that better than nothing?
It is better than nothing, but it has to be coupled with access to aid. So more points along the border have to be opened up to get trucks in. More trucks need to be allowed in. More fuel to run hospitals. More fuel to run desalination plants to get people clean water. And so that 40 days will be helpful to stabilizing some of the humanitarian crisis inside Gaza. And before the war, about 90% of the things that people needed were imported into Gaza. And that has been a lifeline that has been cut off since the start of the war, and it obviously has to ramp up again. However, there is no way that in 40 days, the international community, humanitarian agencies will be able to rebuild what is a healthcare system that has been absolutely razed to the ground by Israeli attacks at this point. You know, the largest hospitals inside Gaza are no longer functioning. The ones that are functioning are not functioning at capacity. And, you know, imagine rebuilding an entire healthcare structure that is absolutely going to take more than 40 days. And so we're hoping for a permanent ceasefire so we can start the work, the long multi-year work of rebuilding the healthcare infrastructure inside Gaza.